This is the Deliberate Talks weekly podcast, powered by the Pixelated Egg Digital Ventures. Tune in every week to learn something new about digital marketing and entrepreneurship. And now, over to the voice of your host, Dakshin Adyantaya. Enjoy the show.
Hello to a brand new episode of the season 3 of the show, and bringing in a new perspective and a new guest every Monday on the show is me, Dakshin Adyantaya. And today, adding some newness to the conversation is Arpit Srivastava. Hello Arpit, how are you doing?
Hi Dakshin, all fine, enjoying the weekend.
That's great. Arpit is the Regional Marketing and Branding Manager South Asia at Lensing Group, and works with various brands across the world to promote sustainability. To begin with, Arpit, tell me a bit more about you and the life before Lensing.
So I manage marketing and branding for Lensing Group. It's an Austrian company involved into making fibers for their comfort and especially their eco-friendly characteristics. And I look after the South Asian, Middle Eastern and Thailand markets, specifically the domestic brands, as well as the business, what happens for the export market. That's what I normally do. And before Lensing, I have been in the field of textiles and apparels all my career. Mm-hmm. For Lensing, I was working with one of India's leading textile group, Arvind Limited. Mm-hmm. Over there, I was doing marketing for their denims division. Even prior to that, I was again into the Lycra company, known for the stretchable Lycra fiber. That's how it has been for me.
Great. And how did Lensing happen to you?
So I was working with Lensing in my previous role at Arvind. I was in touch with the group. Since again, as I said, I have been in this industry for quite a while now. So I was, of course, aware of what Lensing was doing. And I think that's how we got in touch. We had a conversation of how the group was planning to reach out to a larger set of audience, communicate the message of sustainability and what the product stands for, especially for the Indian audience. And that's how I came in picture.
Right. Okay. Now let's talk about that sustainable fashion aspect of it. I've been hearing this term for quite some time, and a lot of people are slowly getting used to this concept. But, you know, we are the shoppers, we chase the brands, we chase good-looking clothes, we chase trends and the fits. Tell us, what is this term really of sustainable fashion, and where is India in this whole aspect of sustainable fashion?
I think, first of all, you correctly pointed out that when any common shopper is going out there and choosing an apparel outfit, an accessory or shoe, is the look and feel what mattered? How could you find it in terms of its appeal, the cuts, the fall, all that stuff, right? Mm-hmm. Probably sustainable fashion, the way I see it, is an extension of the same thought process. It's again more like a lifestyle where you're being more conscious about the impact the outfit you are selecting makes. Let's say when you're selecting a garment, an outfit for its aesthetic appeal, you have certain thought process in mind when you're buying it. Sustainability kind of looks at the same garment with more factors integrated. Probably it'll look at what went into this garment, how were the people treated who made this garment, how much impact it will have when I'm using it, and what happens at the end. So it's more like being aware of what consuming. An analogy if I would draw is eating healthy food versus eating fast food. Mm-hmm. We do both, right? But we know the impact of something which is not good for the body. It's very similar when it comes to sustainable fashion. There are pros and cons. And it's important to understand that ultimately you need to make meaningful choices. And that's as simple as that when it comes to sustainable fashion. It's a huge topic. We can talk about it for hours. But in summary, always feel is that it's all about making meaningful fashion choices, meaningful fashion purchases. You are aware of the impact your favorite outfit has had on the environment, people, and everything around you.
Right.
And the second part where you asked about it's the presence of sustainable fashion in India. Honestly, at a very nascent stage right now. I would say 5 to 6. Hardly 5 to 6 years. Earlier, the conversation wasn't, I would say, that strong what it is now. And we are seeing a very positive growth. The conversation is increasing, and more consumers are curious. More and more brands and retailers want to adapt outfits, adapt material, fashion lines which are responsibly made. So the growth rate, I would say, is very, although it's still very small looking at the size of the market. And it'll take its time. The positive thing is that it's growing. It's growing well.
Right, right. So there are multiple angles again to that conversation, what you just mentioned at this point of time. But, you know, let me start with the whole aspect of festivity, right? Especially during festivity. It's parents who come out with us. It's our relatives who we go shopping with. It's funny, right? You're trying to make your family or relatives understand the whole importance of sustainability. Have you faced anything of such sorts?
I think being in the industry kind of has a very strong impact on how you're buying stuff as a consumer. Of course, I am more conscious of the material which outfit is made out of. I'm pretty, I would say, comparatively better aware of the environmental impact a brand is having in general, or the kind of initiatives they are taking to improve their offering to end consumers. Of course, subconsciously has an impact while I am buying stuff, especially during festivities. Mm-hmm. But I think it's not exactly, I feel that it's not something someone should be very, very particular of. Everyone has their own taste in fashion. That's how it works. And incorporating this with doing small things like maybe just understanding what material it is, or, you know, how long will that last? Those are small things which kind of you put you in the right track to adapt better practices. And that's it. I mean, of course, there are people very, very particular who want to know everything about how the outfit is made, you know, what kind of impact it's having, how the people have been treated who made those outfit. And that's, but we all know that not everyone can do that. Not everyone have that level of commitment. So the suggestion from my end is always to just understand the very basic, the material, the longevity, that should be enough to suffice. And as you correctly pointed, festivities in our country, they mean a lot, especially in current times when we haven't gotten those opportunities to maybe, let's say, shop around with family and for family. So sustainability should be added, I would say, parameter to buy better for yourself and for your loved ones. It should never be an obstruction, you know, not shop something you love to.
Right. Makes sense. Tell me the most difficult conversation you have had with someone convincing them about moving into a sustainable lifestyle.
A lot of, actually, because see, the thing is, sustainability is, if you talk about it holistically, and as I said, that there are people who are very particular about every possible element involved in fashion and sustainability. And most of us are don't. That's where, there's always a sort of whataboutery of when you say that, let's buy better material. But then if you look around almost everything, there's a big chunk of material out there. There's a big chunk of house out there where you will have problems. Right. So I have had those discussions where when I'm saying that this material is good, they're saying, but it has, polyester lined or some material lining inside, which doesn't make sense. So shouldn't I just not buy anything? Mm-hmm. So those kind of conversations, which are banter, which have happened with friends. And that's very interesting arguments I have, because they are right. If you look at the things around, even let's say you take a shirt made out of most organic, responsibly produced fabric, but let's say it will have a synthetic label, wash care label on this, that kind of takes away from the sustainability factor, very small thing. Mm-hmm. So there's nothing which is 100% sustainable, and to explain that is very complicated at stage in India, with friends, with families, everyone. So it's a part of the learning process for everyone, and we just get better at it.
Right. Tell me about your first experience when you first heard about the term, you know, sustainable fashion. When were you exposed to this, and I mean, what was your reaction?
Since I have been in this industry, since I have been a student of textiles and fashion, even joining the industry, somehow we always studied about the concept of natural fibers and their positive impact on environment. So there was always this initial, the basic the impact of certain products and type of fashion on the environment in general. Mm-hmm. Because what changed over the years is the deeper meaning what it conveys. There are a lot of building blocks which come together to create something. So the learning, of course, improved over a period of time, but had always had a very basic notion of certain type of materials or outfits being better sustainability compared to others. I think the biggest change, I would say, one of those phases where I felt that, yeah, the focus needs to be amplified much more than how it has been going on, was during my tenure at Arvind Denims. Mm-hmm. Denims, you know, or maybe most of the shoppers may not even know, is a garment which consumes huge amount of water for its manufacturing. All the, you know, effects which you see, the worn out effects and all different kind of looks, mm-hmm. that really requires a lot of water. And again, it is primarily made out of cotton, which is again a very intensive crop. So when I was working this group, again, being leaders in the field, the focus on innovating processes, ideas, which kind of reduce the environmental impact was very serious topic over there. And then I actually learned that there's so many elements which have an impact on your end product. And there's so much which has to be done, and there's so much which can be done easily. And that's where it kind of amplified with me also in my personal choices, in the way I looked at textile fashion, and that has continued.
Okay. You know, just going back to that conversation of the Indianness and how we are used to shopping part of it. Also, sustainable fashion brands are expensive, right? How do you change the pricing mindset of a shopper who's used to shopping for brands which offer discounts and sales?
This is actually a good question. This has been a very frequently asked question. Uh-huh. During my initial days over here at Lensing with Tel, I asked this actually to my boss, who's the commercial director for this entire region. Uh-huh. And he gave me a good example. And he said that if you remember, when organic vegetables started getting retailed across India, especially in big cities, the mm-hmm. cost used to be compared to the regular vegetables.
Right.
The cost still is very high, but that gap, that delta has narrowed down significantly. And why it has happened? It has happened because of large-scale adoptions. Mm-hmm. Because when more people are preferring that, they understand it. And that's how the industry by itself, because of how economies of scale work, it's kind of offering much more price-competitive product to the shoppers. This is exactly how it will kind of work in sustainable fashion. Yes, most fashion out there, which is responsibly made, is comparatively expensive. It may not be, let's say, a 299 rupee t-shirt or a 499 rupee denim. Mm-hmm. But the conversation in our industry was started by, I would say, a lot of big labels, designers, certain niche labels, and the sustainability is at the core of the way they do business. And these have been primarily premium labels. And that's why the notion of the products being expensive has continued even today. While in reality, it's quite different now. You would be surprised that value retailers in India are offering products made out of sustainable material.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This was something which didn't even exist at a concept 5 years back. But in just 5 years, the whole communication becoming so much more prominent across mainstream media and consumer channels, it's value retailers who are now able to offer large scales of eco-friendly products to consumers in India. Brands like FBB have done it in past, Max Fashion does it. And apart from that, a lot of proper big segment-specific brands like Lice have been doing it. So it's becoming more and more available than how it was. And of course, as you correctly pointed out, there always will be, let's say, very premium labels, very design labels, which will offer that.
Right.
But the whole universe of sustainable fashion, that's expanding every brand type, budget type. And that's something which is very positive. That is something which will only grow. The reason being, more and more organizations are now adapting incorporation of the sustainable offerings as part of their business goals. It's no longer something they want to do as a goodwill. It's part of a commercial goal these organizations have to achieve in a certain amount of time. And that's where we see this getting even better in to come.
Right. Makes sense. Okay. And you know, just talking about that premium brands and the brands that you spoke about, you know, when fast brands get into sustainable fashion, right? It's a funny conversation because we've seen that when H&M came into the picture and they announced a sustainable fashion line with Sabyasachi, right? Now, as a marketer, right, what would your conversation be on the positioning bit for brands like these? And like you said, it's now becoming a commercial part of all brands, right? They eventually would start getting into this category as well. Now, as a marketing person, what would your conversation on the positioning bit be for these brands who want to enter into this category?
I think normally and eventually target what consumers will buy. There was a time everyone really loved having options coming as quick into stores from the ramp as possible. That's where you saw names like Zara and H&M really becoming global phenomena.
Right.
That's how that has kind of helped in their scale-ups across the world.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are at a time when all those things are being challenged. We are in a period where people are asking questions. People will not take things on face value.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when it comes to sustainable fashion, another growing there's people really calling out what exactly is sustainable. Yeah, you also just can't bluff around saying that it's sustainably made.
Probably
the question would be, how is it sustainably made? And for that, you need a solid explanation.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where I think more and more brands who understand this, they of course are improvising there. And as a marketer, I more than welcome any brand, any label who is organically and happily incorporating these products into their offerings. That's what we need. We need more of such brands and labels. And irrespective of how they have been doing business or what kind of offering that they had in past, as long as they are honestly operating better products and better practices, it's good for everyone.
Right. And what about the influencers? You know, what about fashion influencers and bloggers? You know, most of them are also newly entering into this concept of sustainable fashion. Now, for someone who doesn't preach it on a daily lifestyle, when they talk about it, what is your opinion about it? Do you still feel very strong about their opinion or conversation around this topic when they themselves are not following it?
The bloggers and influencers, I think that whole category of experts who kind of take those fashion pieces or fashion trends to the larger audience, they are doing a fabulous job, I think. Because I think before this period, we never had, I would say, platforms to just visualize how certain looks will go on to look on common people. You just had to go to the store, kind of pick it up from the rack, try it on your own, and you know, that's it. You like it or you don't like it. But now you get a very good idea of how these could be styled, these could be worn in different locations, different settings. So it kind of helps make buying choices. This is one of my first observations. The second aspect where, how it works, I think it works pretty similar to how brands work. It is dependent upon what your followers would consume. A good example is the whole conversation around electric vehicles. I don't think so anyone is really actively promoting how good or powerful diesel vehicles are.
Mm-hmm.
Because irrespective of the engine performance, it doesn't really sound good from an environmental point of view. And that's where the whole communication and positioning of electric vehicles have taken center stage. That's the same thing. Influencers talking about a certain type of fashion. Yes, as I said, the larger market still offers, which may not be classified as sustainable. And that's what they are actually taking to their followers. But again, over there also, there's an increasing trend of communicating what better options can be chosen from. There's clearly a rise in, influencers or communication experts who are very much dedicated to educate their followers and their audience about sustainable practices. More of these sustainable influencers, so-called. are coming into picture. And again, they're a good job in communicating it in simple manner to what you should, what you should not, especially in the education part, because that's where the maximum focus is needed to educate the audience and the consumers in general mm-hmm. to make better choices themselves.
All right. Interesting. Okay. Awesome. Thanks, Harpit. With that, we wrap up the first round of conversations. And now I'm going to pace up things and take it to a rocket speed conversation with the rapid fire round. Are you ready for this?
Great. Yep.
Okay. Three of your favorite fashion brands.
Three of my favorite fashion brands. Oh, tough question, actually. the first which comes to my mind is Levi's for denims. That's my go-to brand. For shirts, I think I really look up to US Polo in India. If I have to go for loungewear, for Marks and Spencer.
Okay, amazing. Three brands to look out for in the world of sustainable fashion.
Quite a lot of them since I have been working with them. There's a good mix of premium designer retailers as well as niche labels. I have been actively working with Anita Dongre label mm-hmm. and the other brands from House of Anita Dongre. They are definitely taking a lot of steps to incorporate products and practices. Mm-hmm. A lot of niche brands coming up talking about better products. One of the brands which we have been working with is called Surf, which kind of makes right. ready to made to order streetwear fashion, pretty cool stuff, all sustainably made, very transparent about how they do their work. Again, in mass market, I see Jockey as an innovator leader in India, incorporating mm-hmm. more and more sustainable materials. Probably they don't talk about it, but there's a lot there, what Jockey is doing.
Very interesting. Okay. What are the best campaigns you have come across when it comes to promoting sustainable fashion?
Okay. I think I'm yet to come across any sustainable campaign which like influenced me in a way. That would be, I think I can't be more honest than that. because I think junk over there is about explaining what right. sustainable fashion is, and that I don't think so anything has impacted me that well so far.
Okay, great. Three words you often use in your conversations when you talk about sustainable fashion.
Responsible. And of course, eco-friendly, I would say meaningful. These three words would definitely come across, yeah.
Okay. Three of your favorite sustainable lifestyle influencers or endorsers?
Honestly, again, I don't have a favorite in terms of celebrities, but I would say I have seen Diya Mirza actively talking about sustainable fashion. She has been associated with a lot of brands on topic. So that name specifically comes out. Apart from that, nothing particular.
Okay. And what's next for you in the coming year?
Ensuring that sustainable fashion reaches to more Indian consumers. They know how to differentiate between greenwashing and actual eco-responsibly made fashion outfit.
Mm-hmm. Okay, fantastic. And before we wrap up our conversation, your five tips for one on how they can go about starting to live a sustainable lifestyle or become a conscious shopper.
Well, five, I think, is quite a lot to start with for anyone who's trying to get into that. But let me just try to put some five tips out there. I think the first and the simple one is try to understand the labels. Look out for labels. What do they say? What do they mean? It's pretty much out there. Just try to understand what are they trying to say. The second would obviously be to reuse as much as possible. That kind of course helps you use unwanted buys. We try to understand how the fashion business works. Of course, not getting into details, but just trying to understand that what kind of organizational goals these brands are targeting. That will really give you a good picture of what they are going to offer and how good or bad that is. Apart from that, I think repairing your garments is something which we should do more. That was something we, of course, used to do in our childhood days when there were not so many options. Probably that activity needs to expand and continue. Another growing trend which I have seen and I find quite interesting is buying of used garments. I think what they are calling it as pre-loved garments. I think that's quite a cool way to purchase something instead of, you know, getting something delivered, which again consumes all the resources. So I think four to five things would be good to just start with.
Okay, fantastic. Great, great stuff there, Arpit. And with that, we come to the end of this episode. Thank you so much for enlightening us about the whole world of sustainable lifestyle. And before we go, where can our listeners connect with you?
Well, they can connect me on my Instagram page. I am at ArpitSR on Instagram. I'm always open to discussing topics on sustainability and fashion. And thanks for having me. It was great talking to you and sharing whatever limited I knew about the industry.
Super. Great. I had a great time hosting you, and thank you so much for making time for the show. Best wishes always.
Thanks, Akshay, you too.
And so that brings us to the end of today's conversation. And before we wrap up, here is the coolest fact for the day. Did you know that textile production is a major contributor to climate change? It produces an estimated 1.2 billion tons of carbon dioxide per year. That's more than international flights and shipping combined. Wow. Now then, would you change the way you've been shopping? Think about it. And that's it for today. This is Dakshina Dyantaya signing off. Don't forget to hit the follow button on your favorite audio platforms and get in touch with me at thedeliberatetalks@gmail.com. Join in next Monday for a new episode. Until then, inspire and be inspired.